be ballin'. I be beat. I be ballin'. I be beat. Let's go. I be ballin', making plays, shot callin', ready to play, no time for stallin'. Dominate in the paint, jumpers be fallin'. First in line, y'all behind, steady crawlin'. I be ballin', drop dimes, keep scoring, throw lobs, keep soaring, make it rain, keep pouring. State your case if you got what it takes. No time for the optics, debating basketball topics. I be ballin', can you top it? In my zone, you cannot stop it. Go pound for pound, round for round, take for take with this basketball breakdown. My sauce is dripping all on the ground. There's levels to this. Swish, swish, look at the flick of the wrist, wrist. I'm dishing and swishing, I'm hitting, you missing. You lost, I'm on a mission. You cold, I'm hot in the kitchen. Rise above the opposition. In my bag, all over the competition. Huddle up, it's time to listen. No limit like Master P, there's no stopping me. I be B, I be ballin', I be B. I be ballin', I be B. I be ballin', I be beat. I be ballin', I be beat. I be ballin', I be beat. I be ballin'.
Hey, it's your girl Ashley. I be ballin'. With the IBB, I be ballin' basketball show. And I'm going to talk about the Elite Eight games that came on Monday night. They were both fire. LSU versus Iowa, the championship rematch. The game was so great. Obviously, you guys probably know, Iowa won. They're going back to the Final Four. Caitlin Clark was magnificent. The playmaking, the scoring, the shooting. Oh, it was a tied game. It was a tied game. You know, and you think there's going to be adjustments. So, I think Caitlin Clark was like, yo, they got HVL guarding me. She's 5'6". I'm just going to be aggressive and take what the defense gives me every time. You want, you know, Haley to guard me, okay, swish, swish. She came out firing on all cylinders in the third. She took the game over because, you know, it was tied. So she's like, yo, it's a tie game. Let me. Look, I'm not losing to them again. I'm trying to get to the Final Four again. I'm trying to get to the championship game again. I'm going to light it up. The first half, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, be a little, you know, pass the ball, you know, transition. I'm gonna make my threes. I'm gonna get layups. But the third quarter really made the difference. When she came out balling in that third quarter, I said, yeah, LSU, they're not gonna win. Because Angel Reese, from the get-go, was so angry. She's like, give me the ball. She was telling, you know, her teammates and Kim Mulkey, give me the ball. That was their only chance of winning. They didn't give her the ball enough. Think about it. She only had 17 points. 17 points. She was a beast on the boards. You got to keep her off the boards. She had a bunch of offensive rebounds. But you gotta keep her off the boards. And think about it. So, Caitlin Clark had 41 points, right? She was controlling the tempo. Oh, the tempo was super fast on both ends. I was tired just watching them. I was excited, but I was tired just looking at them. The pace was so back and forth. And Angel Reese, you know, her ankle, she, you know, hurt her ankle, but she still came out balling like a warrior. And I think LSU hurt themselves with guard play. If you look at Caitlin Clark, you look at Juju Page, those guards, they know how to control the game, score the game. LSU was missing those guards that can shoot threes. They actually was not hitting It's crazy that the game was as close as it was. It was like 94 to 87, the final. And I'm thinking, like, yo, they didn't make a lot of threes. They didn't make a lot of free throws. And they didn't even shoot that well in the paint. Their shooting overall was just terrible. If y'all make a couple of threes and free throws and layups, you guys may win the game. They had Morrow, they had Flage producing, but that's your front court. What about the guard play? I felt bad for HVL Haley, because what else can she do? She threw her hands up. What else can I do? I'm short. Flage should have been guarding her from the jump. From the jump. Now, would she have stopped Caitlin Clark? No, but she probably would have been more physical. She's taller, more length. The thing about it is, you cannot stop a player like Caitlin Clark, but you should at least try. You should have made adjustments, and this loss is on Mulkey. You didn't give Reese the ball. And also, you pretty much didn't take away any option. Caitlin Clark did what she wanted to do. Her teammates stepped up. Oh, I was. So, on ESPN, there was like, Martin averaged like 11 points against top 25 players, I mean teams. But in this, tournament, she's stepping up. And then they had another one, Koser, Sydney Koser, I believe. She would average like 4 points against top 25 teams, and she had 18, and Martin had 21. They're stepping up. So it's not just Caitlin. Caitlin is giving them the ball, but they're also having the confidence to say, hey, I can ball too. It's not just Caitlin. We can ball too. So that's what it takes. You need help, right? But Caitlin, she broke so many records, 3-point made, field goals, assist records. She's just breaking them all, right? And you could say she was the best player on the floor. LSU didn't take away anything. You didn't double team her. You didn't trap her, right? You didn't put the bigger defender on her. It was like the third quarter, and Flage was on her one time, and I think it made, Caitlin Clark miss. And then it was like the fourth quarter, and it was like 3 minutes left, and Flage was on her. I was like, dude, the game's over. I knew the game was over in the third quarter when Caitlin Clark came out hot, because the shots she was making, they looked so difficult, but yet so easy. It's like she was making comfortable. She looked so comfortable making tough shots. That's when, the house is on fire, everybody out. You couldn't stop her at that point. You should have, did it from day one, first quarter. But you didn't. She got her confidence, and she's like, this is what you're giving me. This is what the defense is giving me. And she's just a generational player. We've never seen, well, we've seen parts of her game in different players, but not like as a whole, you know what I mean? Because we've seen great scorers and great passers, but sometimes you haven't seen them together like that, right? And she's just gonna change the game as we know it. As far as the WNBA, she's gonna bring more attention to the WNBA. More people are watching college, women's college basketball because of Clark, going to more college games because of Clark, and that's going to translate to the WNBA. Now, I know a lot of people are sick of, some people are sick of hearing about Clark. But you cannot deny that she's a great player and she has a great strong work ethic to get to this point. And you also can't deny, if you're all about growing the women's game, you should be happy that she's getting this coverage, because then it's gonna turn to help the WNBA coverage. You feel me? So it's like, yeah, you don't want it to be just about one player, right? You want it to be balanced, spread out, and appreciate the past, present, and the future players, right? You want it to be balanced. But at the same time, sometimes that's what it takes, to grow the game. You need a player like her that is very popular, that gets a lot of attention. But yeah, her teammates gotta keep balling, because you already know what Kaitlyn is going to bring. But as long as they keep balling, that's what it takes. Also, I just don't understand why Mulkey didn't give the ball to Reese more. And I also don't understand, you've got to take something away. They was making threes. They was getting to the line. They were, you know, there was no help. When Kaitlyn, you know, blows past the defenders, there was no help. She got easy layups. You got to take away something. They took away nothing. They didn't take away threes. They didn't take away layups. You didn't trap her. I didn't see no trap one time. But guess what? I saw, look, credit to Iowa. I saw them trapping. I saw them trapping and double teaming in the corners. And yes, they play zone. But zone works, right? Zone works. Especially if you cannot shoot, which LSU cannot, that's what helps. Zones. And, you know, yo, I feel bad for Haley because I'm like, yo, you're not playing very well. And you're getting, like, no one could stop Clark, but it's like you're getting even double embarrassed because not only are you not shooting well, you're not playing well, but now you're getting embarrassed time and time again over Clark. Also, why were they going over the screens? So you basically just made it easy for Clark to get hot. And once she gets hot, you can't really stop it. So I don't know why they were going on the screens. It makes no sense. But what else can you do? Clark is, she's just phenomenal. And the other game was Paige versus Juju. It was UConn Huskies, Lady Huskies, right, versus the Trojans. That was a great game. You could see, it was crazy because their stats were almost identical. They were rebounding. Juju and Paige, they were rebounding. You know, they had, they both had, you know, 20-point games. But it was like, if Paige scored, Juju scored. If Juju scored, Paige scored. And it was like, Juju, I don't know what her nickname could be. I don't know if it involves the ponytail or, but it's like, she juicy one way, she goes the other way. And it's like, her movements, her hesitations, her, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, ball handling drills and, you know, different moves. It's like, well, people say bag, like, oh, she has a bag. She definitely has a bag. And as a freshman, she's doing this as a freshman. She scored the most points as a freshman. And it was actually over Paige, I believe, when she broke the record. And I was like, yo, Juju, keep your head up. Paige and Aaliyah Edwards, they were balling, right? But they also are experienced. And once Juju, you know, gets more experience, then she can lean on those experiences, right? But when you're young, what can you do? So I kind of knew UConn was going to win. Even though the game was close, they made like an 11-0 run. And I was like, yo, that's what they do. That's what the vets do. And guess who was leading the charge that 11-0 run? It was Paige. I did like that, you know, Juju was aggressive. Sometimes the shots didn't fall. Sometimes she got fouled. Sometimes she forced some stuff. But hey, it's all a learning experience. And if they can't stop you now, once you get better, they're not going to stop you even more. Sometimes they didn't even give her the ball all the time. And it's like, for you guys to have a chance, you need to give Juju the ball. But I think, yeah, Edwards had like 24, Juju had 29, Paige had 28, almost a triple-double. It was awesome. Oh, her testimony about giving glory to God and how he was testing her faith and she got through the trials and tribulations. That was also awesome, awesome testimony. She says she has a walking testimony. That was awesome. That was awesome to see. But man, Paige, versus Caitlin Clark, I have no idea who's going to win. It's March Madness. Sometimes the best player or the best team doesn't always win. Whoever gets hot on that day, it's not a series, on that day, whoever defends the best, has the best game plan, the best adjustments, the best, the more rebounds, the more 50-50 plays, you're making your shots, you're making your free throws, right? You're making good decisions. You're not turning the ball over. On that day, on that one night, that's who wins. So I can't really tell you who's going to win because they're both experienced. They both, Paige, Clark, they both lead their teams. And it's going to be a special, special game. And as far as the Gamecocks, I just think the Gamecocks are going to beat the Beavers. No, they beat the Beavers. I meant NC State. That's actually, they haven't made it in the Final Four but for like 26 years. So that was major props to them. And as far as the Gamecocks, I just think Don Staley is going to have them ready. But, so I predict it's going to be the Gamecocks, right? And he didn't know the championship game. So, Paige, Caitlin, who is it going to be? I have no idea. Whoever performs the best and gets the most help, Aaliyah Edwards, you know, Martin and Colster, you need others. Also, I have a feeling that Don Staley is going to win the championship. But I also have a feeling that whoever wins between this Paige game, UConn game versus Hawkeye game has a chance to beat the Gamecocks. Because even though I say, okay, the Gamecocks are going to win it all, right? Even though I say that, because they got, you know, Cardoza, the big 6'7", you know, they have Raven Johnson. I like Foley. I like her game. It's something about having a guard like Paige and Caitlin that can just change the game in so many ways. I mean, they're walking triple-doubles. It's just something about having that that leads me to think that whoever wins that game and they make it versus Gamecocks, they have a chance to beat the Gamecocks. Because like I said, when you have a special guard in this game, you have a chance of winning. Right? Juju, Paige, they have shown you that. Clark, they have shown you that. Something I wanted to talk about real quick before I wrap it up. I want to say thank you guys for liking, subscribing, commenting, viewing, sharing your thoughts with me, because I got 400 subscribers. I want to say thank you. Make sure you subscribe and press that like button. I talk about the WNBA, NBA, and especially the Bucks. I love the Bucks, right? But I wanted to talk about Angel Reese's press conference. She was talking about how she was getting threatened. Death threats. She didn't do anything wrong because she did this, because she plays with attitude and fierceness and she's unapologetically her, because she has melanin in her skin. What is it? It's a sport. It's a game. Basketball is a game, guys. It shouldn't. The only thing we should criticize is their game, what they do on the court. But criticizing people's character or thinking you know a person's morals and values and beliefs because you see them on a screen, and she was saying that people over sexualize her, and it's like, yo, nobody should be going through this. Especially if you were in the public eye, you wouldn't want people to over sexualize you. You wouldn't want death threats over a basketball. Just keep it basketball related. But guess what? I'm pretty sure those death threats and over-sexualization threats, that ain't about basketball. That's just something about some people, man. I think they're just they go overboard with things. And I'm like, listen, guys, we need to just keep it about basketball. Have basketball discussion about field goal percentage, what the team needs to do, the pros and cons, the adjustments, the analytics, the stats, whatever. Just keep it about that. Not about all that. This is supposed to be fun, exciting, woo-woo, right? It's actually supposed to bring people together rooting for your team. But instead, people want to, you know, some people probably doing it and they're not even fans of the game. They just see maybe a clip or something. Some people, they do root for their teams and they take things overboard, right? And she's like, since she's won the national championship game, she hasn't been happy. I was like, what is going on? You're actually supposed to be happy when you're winning, but sometimes when you get to the mountaintop, sometimes you're alone and more money, more problems, more winning, more problems. So that was disappointing to hear, you know, but overall, I think tonight was great. I think the Final Four is going to be amazing, and I'm going to do another video about the Final Four. Friday is going to be lit. But yeah, congrats to UConn. Congrats to the Hawkeyes. And keep your head up, because you know, Juju and USC got a bright future. And of course, even LSU, Flage, I think she's going to be the next best thing. Great two-way player. They got Williams. I don't know what Angel's going to do as far as WNBA or not. Let me know what you think she's going to do. Let me know who you think's going to win the Final Four. And, yeah, for it all, you know. Thank you, guys. Signing out. Everybody stay ballin'. Swish.